Good morning. My name is Dion, and like most of us here today, I've been involved with a variety of free software. I'm also trained traditionally as an architect in Australia, and I work in the building industry. So when I say architect, I'm referring to the brick and mortar kind, not the software architect kind. So today I'll be talking about free software, building information modeling, or BIM, and how it relates to architecture, engineering, and construction. So you guys have probably heard of architectural scale projects that have used free software to design and build them. And if you haven't, I'd like to highlight two which are super awesome and you should totally check them out after this talk. And the first you should check out is the WikiHouse project, where you can build your own almost flat pack house for roughly $2,000 per square meter. And here's one example of a WikiHouse based project done in FreeCAD called the WikiLab project. The second one is the open source ecology project. And this guy made an open hardware design to create a brick press. And from that, he created a whole suite of blueprints to manufacture and build all the machines for society to function, like a bulldozer or cement mixers. And right now he's working on the Microhouse project, which is a modular housing design where you can build housing for $200 per square meter. And that's a factor of 10 cheaper than the WikiHouse. But unfortunately today, the guys behind those awesome projects are not going to be presenting and you're stuck with me. So I'm going to talk about free software in medium to large scale architectural projects instead. So on a domestic or small scale project, usually it's easier to use some free software because the team is smaller and you can revert to traditional 2D CAD or use hand calculations for the engineering side. But when you start scaling up, and we're talking, you know, hospitals and laboratories and shopping centers and mixed use urban developments, this is a little bit of a different story. And at this scale, we're dealing with many thousands of drawings produced by multiple companies who are leaving and entering contracts, and this whole process usually goes across multiple years. So when we talk about large building projects, pretty much everybody relies on proprietary software, and most people haven't even heard of free software. The software vendor market is dominated by Autodesk, the monopoly, and the digital data that's created is all stored in proprietary data formats. The industry knows this, the users know this, and they don't like it. But in fact, just last year, there were over 100 UK architecture firms which signed an open letter about the, you know, dismal quality of proprietary software addressed to Autodesk. But these firms can write a letter, but they have nowhere to go. There's no alternative to switch to. And this represents a huge opportunity for expanding the scope of free software. But before I go into some of the super cool free software that's recently being developed, I'd like to paint a picture of just how fragmented and diverse the industry is. And by the end of this talk, I'd like to communicate that to develop free software enough to deliver large-scale architecture, there are three things which need to happen. The first is that we need so much more than just CAD. We need a huge variety of tools to cover all the different tasks that need to happen when a large building comes together. And I'll talk a little bit about the different disciplines involved in making a large building to help illustrate this. The second is that we need to collaborate a lot more and integrate free software together. So from the first point, yeah, we need a lot of different software, but we need the software to be interoperable. Otherwise, we can't achieve the workflows needed to manage our built environment. And for this, I'll talk a bit about open data standards and what free software is available for doing that. And finally, we need a bit more community building because most of the industry doesn't know that free software is an option here. And so for the free software that's already mature, we just need to let people know about it more and share what we know. And then when we start working on the stuff that's not yet mature, we need a really big room for people to talk to each other. The guy writing code needs to sit next to the guy laying bricks, and he needs to sit next to the guy running an energy simulation. And this all needs to be fed back to a guy who's writing tutorials on how to do all this stuff. So we really need a vibrant community that's not specific to a single software or not specific to a single discipline, but across multiple software and across disciplines. So let's start with what disciplines are involved in a project. And one of those is this guy, of course, and he needs software which does this stuff, and that's all right because there's free software which does this kind of stuff. But architects don't just do this. They actually use a lot of artistic tools that overlap with the CG, VFX, or gaming industry. So software that's not at all to do with CAD, like Krita or the GIMP, or even gaming engines like Godot, are actually really important to their workflow. So hopefully you can see that just the architect already needs a wide variety of software that's much more than just CAD. And on a large project, there are even more requirements. And this is just one discipline, so we need a huge amount of tools to support just an architect's workflow. And the tools we might think that free software already has covered might actually not be practical on a large project. To give an example, CAD tools need to generate 2D drawings from 3D models. And this is a feature which exists in free software like FreeCAD, but it might not be able to scale to a large project. Because on large projects, you need to combine 5 or 6 models together. And each one of those models is produced in a different software, and each one contains tens of thousands of objects, so we're managing gigabytes of geometry, and maybe it's not there yet. And then there's stuff like asset registers. For a building owner, an asset register is much more valuable than a fancy 3D CAD model. So we need spreadsheet or document management or CRUD type applications, not just CAD. Or for another example, something like PDF markups. It seems simple, but it's actually really fundamental to our workflows, and there's no free software that I'm aware of which implements the full measurement annotations in the PDF spec. And then, of course, there's things like 3D PDFs, which is a problem which probably won't go away, but hopefully we can try and ignore it as long as possible. But that's just architects, and architects don't work alone. They work with all of these other guys, all these other designers, and, well, because they're all doing kind of design stuff, there's some overlap in the tools that they need, but obviously each one has their own quirks and showstoppers that determine whether or not the software is suitable for them. But there are also other groups of disciplines, and when you cross to another group, the tools overlap a lot less. Here, we need a lot less CAD stuff, and we need more GIS and surveying and site feasibility design stuff. And just like architects have specific requirements when you apply to a large project, it's exactly the same when you look at these guys. So even though we might have general free software, let's say for laser scanning or point cloud reconstruction, we could still be missing key features which are a showstopper, like the ability to segment a point cloud into building objects like walls and columns and compare them object by object to a 3D model. And of course, buildings don't happen without engineers. And most of these engineers, I'm not going to pretend that I know what they need, but I will just highlight the sustainability consultants, because these guys need simulation engines for energy, lighting, and CFD. The good news is that we've got really amazing free software which does that, like Radiance, Energy Plus, and OpenFoam. But the bad news is that you need a PhD in reading manuals to use them, and we could do a huge amount better on the UX side of things. So although these functions are the gold standard, it's really difficult for users to use. And then there's also stuff that's really important for the built environment on a larger scale that's got nothing to do with CAD. So things like climate change projection analysis, or open data standards on how to track material lifecycle impacts, or supply chain management software to deal with modern slavery. So here's a few more groups of people who might get involved in a large project. And this is obviously not a comprehensive list, but I just wanted to highlight just how diverse the software is that we need. So here's a few final interesting examples of free software that already exists, but you might not consider you will need it when you design a building, like explosion simulation, which is needed by security consultants when you're doing a defense building, or visual node programming, which lets architects generate building shapes, or real-time point cloud capture for certifying construction. So all of the software ideally also needs to collaborate and integrate and interoperate to make a building happen. And this is really important because large projects are increasingly relying on digital workflows rather than reading from traditional 2D paper printouts. But the reality is that right now everybody is stuck on proprietary software with proprietary